All right, everybody. What a dream that was. It is Wednesday evening around 5 o'clock, and I am leaving the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And there it is, the legendary pagoda. You know what? Instead of getting to the truck stop and pull over, I thought I'd just tell you everything right now. My son-in-law, Brody, said it best. We were on the Flow app in the middle of the winter, and he said, "Did you see that AJ Foyt special on Flow?" I said, "No, let me watch it." Brody, there's that generation gap. And Brody said, "Man, that AJ Foyt is gnarly." And I looked at him, I said, "You don't know who AJ Foyt is?" He said, "No, I'm just too young." I said, "You don't understand." I said, AJ Foyt, most legendary race car driver in the history of racing. He was the one that started, you know, he'd be on the pole for the Indy 500, and then he'd be over at Indiana Fairgrounds on the cushion, banging the cushion, just cheating death, and he'd win the race. And that is why Kenny Schrader does what he does. That's why Tony Stewart did what he did. And that's why Kyle Larson. We all are just following in AJ's footsteps. So anyway, all right. I'm scared to death, right? Now, I want to thank Marie and her mom, Annie. Annie's been with AJ forever, and like the world knows Annie. And Marie, her daughter, they treated me like $1 million. Jay Fry with IndyCar, he gave me a kick-ass hard card. They gave me a parking pass. I mean, I'm parked right in here with all the big boys. And I went out for practice, put the headset on. I'm going to be downloading pictures and sharing everything with you. But let me just tell you about meeting AJ. Remember when I told you Brody said AJ's gnarly? But he ain't changed an ounce. He's gnarly as all get out. He says what he thinks to me. We just talking about stuff. And he's just a legend. You know, let me just say this. I'm not going to tell you everything, but I grew up around my brother Rusty, my dad. I came from a generation where they just kicked your ass if you didn't get the job done. And that's AJ. AJ is, you know, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do it. If you don't do it, you're a dumbass. And I like that style. And I told AJ, I said, one thing's for sure with you, AJ, everybody knows where they stand. And that's what I like about those guys back then. Nowadays, everybody's so wimp. They're wimps, you know, and they talk behind your back. But AJ Foyt is a blast from the past. And the things he did. So I'm gonna leave you with this, okay? We're at Earnhardt Minutes right now. That's another story. So I told AJ, I said, AJ, my name is Kenny Wallace. I don't know if you remember me. My brother Rusty Wallace raced against you. And he said, oh. So anyway, it started clicking. And I said, AJ, do you remember about 1980, Springfield, Illinois, the mile dirt, the track got so dry, they red flagged it. And right away he goes, I remember that like yesterday. And so AJ told the story, but I'm going to tell you now. So they bring out calcium. They didn't water the track. You couldn't water a 1 mile track. So they put these calcium pellets, these little white pellets, and that made the track have moisture. So dry, so dusty, you couldn't see it. Well, about 6 foot off the wall was all this mud and a gnarly cushion, but the USAC stock cars didn't run that. During the caution, they're running around, they're running over these pellets, and they're getting the track, get some moisture put back in the track. AJ's up there running around all this mud and everything. We're like, what the hell is he doing? Now this, my friends, is what makes AJ Foyt so awesome. They dropped the green flag in that USAC stock car race. He barreled that damn thing into turn one on the wall. A big old 3,000 pound stock car turns it. He's got the left rear on the cushion, and the right rear in the mud. I think it was Butch Hartman was the only one that, he went around and lapped us all. Rusty run third, a lap down. That's AJ Foyt. He did things that nobody else would do. So I want to, here's what I want to, there's so much more to say, but we're at 5 minutes. I came here, and when you come in here for the Indy cars, it's totally different. You know, I've asked people, I was talking to Jeff Burton, and Jeff's going to be on the NBC broadcast here. And I said, I'm headed up to Indy. He goes, yep. He says, I'm afraid it's going to be way, way more than what it is for the Brickyard. And it is. This is the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. 1911, Ray Haroon wins the race and retires in Victory Lane. This is what this racetrack was built for, Indy cars. You know, that's another story why stock car runs here. But today was just practice, and the atmosphere was through the roof. Right now, they're pacing ticket sales. They're pacing at, you know, another 350,000 people. And what's crazy is people just say that. Say that to yourself. 350,000 people. Tell me right now, respond here. Where the hell do they put 350? What, Woodstock? Woodstock back in 1968 or something? There's this hashtag going on right now. This is Indy, and it is. It's insane, and I want to, once again, I want to thank Marie and Annie at AJ Fort Racing, and all right, everybody. I'll be downloading pictures, and my dream is complete. My dream is complete. I can go on with the rest of my life. By the way, Friday night, Brownstown, Illinois, at the Brownstown Bullring. I showed AJ my mod. I showed him. Showed him a video of me winning the A Main down there at Volusia, and he went, he thought it was pretty cool. And then, of course, Saturday at Kenny Schrader's track, I-55. I got to go home and get some rest. I've been gone, going on 14 days. I wonder what this lady wants. What are you thinking? What are you thinking? You want me? Well, I'm at 7 minutes, and I got to get to 8 minutes for YouTube, or else my YouTube manager. Who are you?
I, Beth Daly.
Beth Daly.
I danced at a table with you in Cancun.
With my wife, too.
She was right there.
Oh, and we
so
were...
So was my husband. We were pouring, having a great time.
We were pouring...
On a cruise in the middle of...
And the great thing about Cancun, this is great, was that bar, we were buying...
Yes.
We buy all the Coronas just to pour on each other. You just made
this. She was fun. My husband and she sat there looking at the fools.
You're a badass. She just ended this video awesome.
Bye.
Yes.
Love him.